passport, keys to a house that might, by the time he got there, have a different lock, some pencil stubs, the bright yellow boots sewn by Lover 5, each stitch of which had been executed with infinite care so as not to risk injuring her hands, a pair of trousers that fell off his hips, a few t-shirts that would hang so loose on him that he'd look like a refugee decked out in charity hand-me-downs. Anything else? He didn't think so. The other clothes he'd brought with him were ruined by mildew or sacrificed as rags during the construction of his church. He knew that when he got home, it would be cold, and he'd not be able to ponce about in a dish dasher with nothing underneath, but that was a problem for another day. The weirdest absence from his rucksack was his Bible. He'd owned that Bible since his conversion. It had counseled, inspired, and comforted him for so many years. He must have thumbed its pages thousands of times. The weave of the linen-enriched paper probably contained so many cells from his fingertips that a new Peter could be grown from the DNA.
"Before you came,"
Jesus Lover 17 once said,
"we were all alone and weak. Now, together, we are strong."
He hoped that she and her fellow Jesus lovers would derive some strength from his cherished King James, their very own Book of Strange New Things. It was all committed to memory anyway, the parts that were important, the parts he might need. Even now, he was pretty sure he could recite the Gospel of Matthew, all 28 chapters of it, except for the Ezekias begat Joatham stuff at the very start. He thought of Bea reading to him from chapter 6 in the bedroom of her tiny flat when they were first together, her voice soft and fervent as she spoke of the heavenly sanctuary where precious things were safe from harm. "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." He thought of Matthew's last words and the meaning they could have for two people who loved each other. "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen."
You have been listening to the Book of Strange New Things, written by Michelle Faber, read by Josh Cohen, directed by Kevin Thompson, and produced by Aaron Blank. This recording is copyrighted 2014 by Canongate Books. Text copyright 2014 by Michelle Faber. Thank you for listening. If you would like to know more about Canongate audiobooks, please visit www.canongate.com.